Perhaps one of the first things people do in tough economic times is to cut down on the number of nights out. Not as many movies, concerts, or restaurants. As part of an ongoing series on the national economy, NPR's Madeline Brand profiles one restaurant owner in New York who used to think his business was recession-proof.
Veselka is a Ukrainian diner in the East Village that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It sells ruby red borscht, cheese-filled blintzes, and glistening kielbasa sausage. Comfort food. Owner Tom Burchard gives a tour of his basement kitchen.
This is Zenik. This is Ola. Ola's worked here for a long time. So panirobi taras? She's making tuna salad.
The pierogi ladies will come a little later, he says, and make about 1,000 pierogies by hand. That's how many are sold on an average day. Veselka is one of the most popular restaurants in the city. People come after a night of clubbing or on a Sunday for brunch or, like now, for a quick bite at lunchtime. It's pretty busy this particular afternoon, but Tom Burchard says today's hubbub is deceiving. He says Veselka is not as busy as it should be.
Since the fall, we haven't been growing. And it's a particular concern to me because the past few weeks, I actually see my business now declining. Our business, the level of business now is a little bit below this time last year, which that's the first time that's happened since 1980.
The first time in 23 years. Burchard has been the owner of Veselka since 1975 when he took over from his father-in-law. Then it was a tiny hole in the wall.
The same person, a waitress who took your order, would go behind the counter and cook your food. And at the end of the meal, bus your table and wash your dishes. We basically had two job descriptions here, cashier and lady who did everything else. We didn't even have a menu written in English. I remember very clearly people ordering cheeseburger and getting cheese blintzes.
And the neighborhood was changing. The Poles and Ukrainians were moving out, replaced by students and hipsters. So Blanchard modernized. His latest renovation 7 years ago doubled the dining room, making it look like a gleaming, efficient cafeteria. Now he takes in between $3 and $4 million a year. But because the prices are so low, he says the restaurant needs to be full most of the day. Usually, when there are bad economic times, that's not a problem.
So instead of going to a fancier restaurant, they will continue to go out, but they'll come to less expensive places like Veselka. I sense now something different, that people just aren't going out at all. If it's affecting me, something pretty serious is going on, and it's certainly affecting other people much more seriously.
Burchard says for the first time he's had to lay people off and cut the hours of other workers. These are longtime employees who have families to support. Here, Burchard witnesses firsthand the trickle-down effects of a lousy economy.
Could you ever see the day when you'd say, forget it, it's too expensive to do this anymore?
I wouldn't want to see that day. This is my whole life. I started working here when I was in college, and I've built it up. This is kind of like my baby. And actually, my son, Jason, is very interested in taking the business over. I'd like to retire in 5 or 10 years. And I would certainly hate to see my son lose the opportunity to kind of continue this into the third generation of this family. But certainly, if things get bad enough, it doesn't make sense anymore, business-wise, to keep going. I mean, we're not at that point yet, or close to that point, but we're starting to go in that direction, and that concerns me.
Tom Burchard, the owner of Veselka, a Ukrainian restaurant in Manhattan's East Village, which will be 50 years old next year. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.